Hello, my name is Terrell. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I am not. I have a general question.
Yes, what's your question?
Oh my gosh, I thought you were like a, one of those automatic calls. Okay, my name is Karen, first of all. And I've got my vaccine, and my mother, who is 75, 76, she got her vaccine. And we had our cart, and honestly, I saw on the news, and I thought it was a great idea to get my cart laminated. So I took my cart, and I got it laminated, and the words disappeared. And I went back to the provider, and I asked if they could have another cart, and I showed them my old cart. And they don't have any because they said they only get, like, the number of cards, one card per vaccine. And they told me to call my county health department. So I did. I called Elmore County Health Department because I'm a newcomer. They told me the same thing. They don't have extra cards. They said to get 100 vaccines, 100 cards. That's it. But if I'm not mistaken, I thought I heard the personnel from the Alabama Department of Public Health say that if you lost your card, you can get another card. Now, my card's not lost, but it's not made in the words about it, so I need another one. So it's, can you get another replacement card? I mean, what do you, I don't know. Because two places have told me no.
Now, I can ask my management about that. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
Oh, that's completely okay.
Thanks. I'm still with you. Just a moment. I'm still with you. I'm just waiting for a response from management. I'm also reviewing any information I can find for you as well, okay?
Okay.
Just a second.
Okay.
I'm still searching. Just a second.
Okay. Okay.
Just a second.
Okay.
So far, I'm not seeing any information. I'm still searching. Our website is very huge.
Do you want to just call me back? Like, is that possible, or you guys can't do that? Or
no,
I know it's a 1-800 number.
No, I didn't have an option to call you back. I'm sorry. We were just accepting incoming.
But, I mean, it seems as though, like, there has to be replacement cards. I mean, things are going to happen, right?
Yes, it should be.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's what Elmore County told me. They said they only get, like, 100 cards for 100 vaccines. And same thing with Carlisle Pediatrics. And, you know, they're really great. But they told me they used, like, afterwards I went back when I got laminated because the guy told me that, oh, he laminates them all the time. And they were talking about it on the news. And then the words disappeared, and I went back, and they told me they used, like, erasable ink. And they also told me they had 4 other people that, like, the words have just disappeared. They didn't get laminated. Why would they use erasable ink? That doesn't make sense, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. So I can see an imprint of my name. Oh, go ahead.
Hopefully I can find something for you.
Yeah, it only makes sense that there has to be a way to get a replacement card, you know?
Yeah, I think it should be. Hopefully I can find it for you, too. Yeah, that you asked a very great and significant question.
Yeah, and maybe, like, the providers, it could be recommended not to use erasable ink.
Yes.
Like, that would be
hopefully
great.
They listen to this call.
Oh, people listen?
Hopefully they do, yes.
Oh,
yes, we do have QAs.
Oh, wow. Now, they are great. Now, I love, you know, great place. I don't want to, like talk bad about them because they really are great. I've taken my son there for years, and it's a great staff. And I could see their logic, you know, if they only have 1 card per vaccine, I'm sure they want the ability, if they make an error, they can just fix it right there. I mean, that's my thought process, which makes sense for them. And they probably didn't think ahead that, okay, in time, this is going to, like, disappear, or if someone tries to laminate, the heat's going to make it disappear. And like my mother, they had the wrong name, and then they erased it, and they put her name. So with the lamination, you can see both names are, like, overlaying each other. I'm like, oh, my gosh. This is not great. And I didn't think about laminating it until I saw it on, like, NBC Nightly News. Or it was some news. Let me not misquote that. Maybe it wasn't NBC Nightly News. But I saw it on a news channel. I was watching on TV. And my husband and I were like, oh, that's a great idea. Let's get laminated. No, I wasn't. At least not for me.
Wow. Yeah, I'm sorry that happened to you.
You know, I think it was unforeseeable, you know. I'm sure they didn't foresee it.
Yeah.
But hopefully they can change going forward, you know.
Yeah. Sounds like the heat probably did it.
Yeah, that's what the guy said after he did it. He was like, uh-oh. That's what the guy says. I never seen that happen before. But I guess now, like, these cards are gonna, in the future, be needed for travel. Sounds like.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they made it mandatory yet.
Oh well, it would be nice to have one if that's it. Anybody even, well, I don't know. But anyway, I'll hold while you're searching. I guess you just have to search the website or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and maybe I'm mistaken.
I was scouring. It was basically the most I could find at this time. It was saying for general questions, please email IMMPRINT at A. I'm sorry.
I'm driving. I can't write it down. I guess I need to write it down.
Yeah. I have
an email.
Yeah. Yeah, this one was saying for vaccine distribution and shipment questions. This was the closest I could find about the vaccine cards. It was telling
Okay,
us
give me
the.
that email one more time.
All right, there's a telephone number and an email. The email says it's VFC.
Okay, V as in Victor or
Yeah, V
B
as
as
in
in?
vaccine, F as in Frank,
Okay.
and
VAC.
C. C as in cat, and then at
Okay.
A as in apple, D as in dog, P as in phone, H as in Henry, dot state, dot AL, dot
Oh,
US.
ADPH.
I'm sorry, yeah, Alabama
A.
Department of Public Health.
Yeah. Okay, VAC at ADPH dot
Dot state. Dot,
SATE.
yep, STATE, and then dot AL, and then dot US. And the telephone number is 800-469-4599.
800 4. I'm sorry, sweetie.
I'm
Okay.
sorry.
Okay, I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I'm driving and doing this, so I gotta go a little bit slower. All right,
Yeah.
1-800-469. What's the rest?
45.99.
That's not the number I call for you, is
No,
it?
ma'am.
Seriously.
The number to
Okay.
us is 888-264-2256.
Okay, so 1-800-469-4599.
Yes, ma'am. And option three.
Okay.
Yeah. And
Okay.
also, I hope we've been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. And that's where I got that information from.
Okay. I mean, you've been helpful. I don't know. I mean, maybe this is the first time you've had this question. I don't, but I'm asking. It's going to be very commonplace.
Oh yeah, you asked a very great question. And I wish we can
All right.
update this information as well, and hopefully you'll find what you need as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And thanks for calling the
All right.
Department
Have a
of
good one.
Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a good one too.
All righty. All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.